You know, we had the old-fashioned washstand and the big bowls and the big pitchers in the room. We didn't have any bathrooms like you fix now.
Mm-hmm.
We had to bathe in, well, we had to buy big wash tubs.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't very many galvanized wash tubs then. There were a few.
Mm-hmm.
But when we washed with them mostly with a wooden wash tub,
mm-hmm.
which was a big wooden barrel, you know, big wooden barrel this way held water. Then we cut that in two
mm-hmm.
and made a big wooden wash tub out of it. But
see.
Still, there were quite a few galvanized wash tubs as I came up,
mm-hmm.
grew up, there were quite a few, but way back. When I was small, my mother would wash when I was small.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly ever saw one of those tubs, a galvanized tub. That we used all wooden tubs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you remember, did they have something that they pulled down over the windows to keep the light out? Did they have?
Nothing but the natural shade, window
uh-huh.
shade.
They would have
roller shade,
uh-huh,
yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And did they have a little something in the kitchen, like to put extra dishes in and things like that?
Well, we had what we call a cupboard.
Oh.
To put our dishes and food in.
Uh-huh.
And the extra is why my father, he pretty good carpenter, when he taken a notion, he used to make an extra cupboard or cabinet, what we call now,
mm-hmm.
to put our extra dishes in, but just the old-fashioned cupboard where we put our food.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, ma'am, did you have a room or something to store just kind of odds and ends?
Well, we had a closet. It was boxed off in one corner of the dining room, and we called it a closet, food closet. That's why we put our hoops of cheese,
mm-hmm.
barrels of flour,
mm-hmm.
boxes of crackers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we bought our food,
mm-hmm.
and we put it in there and in the cellar too. There was
mm-hmm.
things we could put in the cellar,
mm-hmm.
and it taking up the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you? What would you call if you were talking about a lot of stuff that you might have that was kind of worthless stuff that you were about to throw away, what would people call that?
Junk.
Junk. I mean, just like you do now, then. Junk is just junk, I guess.
Well, in those days, most of the time there were people in the neighborhood, white people and colored people, when we had something that we didn't want to discard and they could use it, we gave it to them.
Oh,
we didn't throw it away.
You didn't throw it away.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
If somebody could use it, we'd take it for miles to them, see? That's what we did in olden times, not like it is now.
Yeah.
Throw out good stuff in the junk when somebody maybe need it.
Yeah, that's good. So
ma'am.
You'd see if somebody needed it.
Mm-hmm.
We
had pantries, what we
called,
too.
Oh, yeah. That's good too. She said, do you remember that pantries?
When you put your canned goods, Miss Thompson.
No. Well, yeah,
stuff.
Mama had one of those. And then, like I say, she had the larger closet to
mm-hmm.
put the more bulky stuff in. And then the pantry shit, we had that too.
And you put, jellies and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yes, ma'am. We had different places for different things, and we got ready to find what we wanted. We didn't have to look all day to find it. We knew right where it was.
Mm-hmm. This is very good because Ms. Wilkins gets a little help, and that's good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it kind of helps to have new people around to sort of prod your memory. It's easier to, because sometimes things will slip your mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Now, talking about housework and things like when you were a girl, what would your mother have to do to the house every day usually?